The question is, okay, you challenged us to look at the Jewish roots. How do we do this unless somebody like you comes here to tell us? Well, first of all, don't hold me up. Because honestly, I came here, you're impressed because I knew more about it than you do. I sit at the feet of people who make what I know look like kindergarten, and they don't even think Jesus is Messiah. So don't hold me up as the standard, just hold me up as somebody that's a step ahead of you. Having said that, start yourself. Start by reading Jesus, and every time you come to a "it is written," read five chapters before and five after the "it is written." See what happens. You'll begin to discover you can see the richness of what Jesus is doing. He's not looking just for the words in the verse. He's looking for the whole teaching. But he can do that in code by giving them one verse. And you can do it too. Second, get yourself a Tanakh. Then, better yet, get it on computer. In fact, there is a website called www.mechon, let me spell Mechon, M-E-C-H-O-N. I'll repeat that, M-E-C-H-O-N, dash, Mamre, M-A-R-E, no, sorry, M-A-M-R-E. .org. That's Tanakh Online. You can get it in Hebrew. You can get it in Hebrew on one side and English on one side. You can get it all in English, whatever you want to choose on your computer. But it has a word search. So when Jesus says, "Are you the one who is to come?" type in "the one who is to come." And tell the thing, "Show me where that shows up in the Tanakh." You'll find him yourself. You can do this. Honestly, you can't. But you have to push yourself. The best thing to do is to begin to read Jesus' book enough that when he says, "I will give you rest," you go, "I read that before somewhere." That's the best thing. When that happens, even you Dutch folks will dance. Even if roller skating might break out, you'll still dance. So I just encourage you in that. Now, back to your question. Paul says, go to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Since Westerners see history as linear, we say we went to the Jews, they didn't all believe, so now we're going to go to the Greeks. Easterners see history as cyclical. I think Paul meant every time you start a church, you start with a Jew. Because if you haven't got a couple Jews in your church, who's going to tell you this stuff? And I'd encourage you. Now, I don't know if Twin Falls is going to work. You need an Orthodox Jewish friend. I had a thing two years ago, I was wrestling with how to make sense out of the letter to Sardis in Revelation. These are the words of the angel holds in his hand, the seven stars, walks among, whatever, I forget how that starts. "I know your deeds. You have the reputation of being alive, yet you are dead. Strengthen that which remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of our God." And then he goes on to say, "If you do not repent, I will come to you like a thief." I sent this thing off. Turned around to go back to my desk, to my reading. Bing! You got email. It's 30 seconds. Two words. Check Obadiah. Obadiah? Why would Obadiah be in You look it up. That's exactly Obadiah. And this Jew, who had never read the book of Revelation in his whole life, took one look at that book, and in 20 seconds, he knew where John was getting his stuff. It's doable. Now, I don't know if there are Orthodox Jews in Twin Falls. I would doubt it. And it has to be Orthodox, or they're not going to have the knowledge of the text.